Now we read in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, the direction from God to go forth and multiply. And in the nuptial blessing of a Catholic wedding mass, the couple are prayed over to be blessed with children, prove themselves virtuous parents, and live to see their children's children. However, for some, because of various circumstances, motherhood is not bestowed upon them. Now, recently, a group of women gathered at Mount Angel Abbey for a retreat, childless and Catholic. Joining me this morning is the retreat leader, Patty Kylie. She is joining us today to tell us a little bit about this experience and how women are affected by that. Good morning, Patty. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
You know, for so many women, it can be a heartbreaking situation and one that is difficult to change, really a life's dream. I mean, women are expected and many growing up thinking this is what my life will look like. And this was a wonderful retreat that you all met at Mount Angel Abbey. So I'd love to know more about it. And first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Catholic, a cradle Catholic. So I come from a large family. My mom and dad both come from large families. And when I married, I fully expected to have a large family. The more the merrier. I was going to be the happiest coupon, you know, clipper in the world. And after trying for months and months and years, my husband and I were not blessed with children. So after many tests and examinations that were inconclusive, we had to come to the hard realization that we were not going to become biological parents. We did look into adoption and fostering, but our hearts just weren't in it. So after much soul searching and prayer, both my husband and I had to come to the realization that this was God's will in our lives, but it took me years to come to peace with this. After getting to a point of peace, I felt it laid on my heart to create a retreat for other childless and Catholic women. And so after a year of preparation, putting it together and holding it at the Abbey, just the beginning of this month in August, it was the accumulation of that dream and that goal. And it was a wonderful fulfillment of that.
Patty, that is an incredible story. And like you said, I can imagine and understand that it does take years to come to a realization like that. Well, you have come to peace with it. Were there some battles in your heart and in your mind with God? Like, God, why are you putting me through this? I did what you asked. I've been faithful my whole life. Why would you take this away from me? Did it really feel at times like a battle between you and God before you found the peace?
Absolutely. When you look in the Bible, the word barrenness is used frequently. And in my personal interpretation of that, it always seems that you are forgotten by God. And that is not the case. I really feel that women that are childless, for whatever reason, we actually have a goal in our lives of orientating ourselves back to God. My husband and I had month upon month where our hopes were risen and then dashed. The number of times I was in an ultrasound room where there's all these pictures of smiling babies, the number of times when at Mother's Day Mass, all the mothers are invited to stand and you remained seated. And for me, the heartbreak was looking to my left and right and actually seeing other women who were uncomfortably sitting beside me. And so being able to offer them just a small, weak smile of comfort, of understanding and empathy that we weren't mothers for whatever reason. But for me, after pushing through the pain and understanding my greater relationship with God and coming to peace with it, that God had other plans for me. I truly believe that my husband was led to me. That's another story. But I think as a married couple, our first and foremost goal should be helping each other to obtain heaven. And so it's my understanding after going through all this that it's my partnership with my husband that we're trying to obtain this goal together. And if that means that I'm not a biological mother, I've come to peace with that.
I think that we associate caring for others with motherhood. And if that's the case, Patty Boy, you cared for so many women at this retreat, women who can look to you and understand their part in the journey and understand their call that God is calling them to. For all of you that gathered at Mount Angel Abbey, what were the circumstances that I think people just think, well, every woman should be married and they want to have kids, and that just didn't happen for various reasons. What are the circumstances in life, though, that maybe we aren't realizing that women fall into that leads to being Catholic and childless?
That's a really good question. When I started pulling together the information and promoting the retreat, women started coming to me and sharing their stories. And for me, the box was blown wide open. In my personal experience, I had put my career first. I didn't marry until I was 30 years of age. And so I did have a limited window of opportunity to become pregnant or try to become pregnant. But the stories that I hear or heard from women were that one woman from my parish, she said she married young and they were childless for 10 years. So you can imagine, here you have this young couple that were eager to start their lives and to start their family, only to be put on full stop. You wonder what God's plan was in this, but they prayed and they continued to have hope. And wouldn't you know, after 10 years, they had 3 or 4 children. I've met other women who put their careers first, just like I have, who haven't met their spouse, who haven't married, who are premenopausal and are coming to the hard realization that they will not have biological children of their own. Others who accepted adoption, who then promptly became pregnant. And so for me, it's a very joyous thing.
It is incredible. And in today's day and age, too, there is so much emphasis like placed on career, knowing yourself, that women are starting to realize that, yeah, time has passed. And what they thought was, oh, I have plenty of time for, well, that window does shorten for various reasons. And women experience child loss and they can't always understand what God is calling them to. But we have our Blessed Mother, a woman who had a child only to watch him die, and how we can rely on her so beautifully, on her sorrow, on her pierced heart, to heal our own. And that's part of what you focused on in this beautiful retreat. And I want to know how you led women through the beautiful rosary of our Blessed Mother to find that healing. Patty, I'm already coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour?
I'd be happy to.
And I'm back this morning with Patty Kylie. We are having a wonderful and maybe even a little emotional conversation this morning as we look back on a recent retreat she led for a group of women who are childless and Catholic. Patty, thanks so much for staying with me today. I could imagine that this gathering of women, while full of hope, maybe came with it quite a few tears in trying to find that healing in the heart. Through tears, women, we can find healing, especially through our Blessed Mother.
So the idea of the retreat that I was inspired with was to base it on the joyful mysteries of the rosary. And you might think at first, how does that work? And so what was interesting is it's with a bit of a twist. So the retreat sessions were based on the mysteries of the rosary, but in reverse. So the first session was finding Jesus in the temple. And the idea there was to be able to give women the opportunity to recognize where their relationship was with God and Jesus in their lives, and to look for him and realize that he's there waiting. So all we have to do is turn and find him. And so what we did is explore different ways of making that connection and strengthening that relationship through the Mass, through prayer, through the rosary, through reading scripture. And so I shared some personal stories about how my mother taught my little sister and I how to pray the rosary. So as number 6 of 7 children, I still remember the day that my mom asked us if we knew our prayers. And when we told her that we weren't being taught our prayers in CCD, you should have seen the look on her face. I can remember it to this day. She, that evening, began teaching us how to pray the rosary. And so we prayed the rosary with my little sister and I, or individually or together, with my mom every day for forever. So there was about 30 years of prayer. My mom became bedridden with a stroke, and so I would call and pray the rosary with my mom. And so even with dementia and Alzheimer's, when you started making the sign of the cross and saying, in the name of the Father and the Son, my mom would pick up on all of the prayers. Mm. And the heartwarming thought was that even after we had hung up, after completing the rosary, my sister, who is the caregiver, could still hear mom praying the Hail Marys. So I think that after we've lost her in November, she went home. My little sister and I have continued praying the rosary together, and I can't help but think my mom is smiling down from heaven.
Oh, see, and those are those beautiful connections that link women to each other and to our Blessed Mother. And as she always does, our Blessed Mother, it never ends with her. She is constantly pointing us to her Son. So throughout that weekend, you looked through these different mysteries in reverse, as you said, finding Jesus in the temple, finding our Lord to guide us to the next step. So what was the overall feeling, though, as you move through the weekend? Of course, being there at beautiful Mount Angel Abbey, you always feel closer to our Lord when you get to pray with the monks. And but really, for women to be able to be there and to support each other, kind of what was the overall feeling as the weekend went by?
For me, the retreat had to happen at the Abbey. The retreat house, the grounds, the quiet, the solitude, the closeness with God. For me, I scheduled the retreat around the Liturgy of the Hours, because when I've participated in the Liturgy of the Hours, there was always a phrase or a word that jumped out at me. And I wanted the women to be able to immerse themselves into the contemplative nature that the Abbey offers. So in addition to that, marching through the different sessions of the Mysteries of the Rosary, we started off with women that were very guarded on Friday evening. I can see that there's a vulnerability and a trust that they were placing in my hands. And Saturday morning, it was wonderful. One of the ladies came up and gave me a spontaneous hug. And so I knew that things were going to warm up and that they began to trust me with their childlessness. And that was an honor and a gift. The way that I structured the retreat was that it was an individual retreat with others. And so we didn't have a bunch of activities, but there were reflective questions after reading of scripture. And so the women were given the opportunity to explore the different questions and their place in their lives with regards to their relationship with God. The presentation of the temple is, what are they giving back to God in their lives? What little things can they do? I introduced them to St. Therese of Lisieux's Little Way, and also the swords of Mary that pierced her heart. And so that they were aware of the burdens in our life and seeing whether they are open to welcoming that cross and bearing that cross with joy and understanding that perhaps this is God's will in their life. At the close of the retreat, we asked for feedback. And one of the ladies shared that she had been childless for many years and angry with God about it. But she also owned up to being stubborn, and she accepted that God knew that she was stubborn. But she shared with all of us in the group that that morning she woke up and she had peace in her heart. And for me, that was worth everything.
Yeah,
on putting this retreat together.
It is peace that we seek, and it's hope. And what is the hope then for women? What do you tell them that we accept this, but we still have hope, while it might not be in motherhood? Where do you help guide people then from the retreat back into the world that there's still ways to be hopeful and to be faithful and a child of God?
One of the stories that was shared with me was a woman who was childless for many years. And her husband looked into adoption. And it wasn't until they were in the middle of the adoption process that they did conceive. And the question was whether they were going to go through with the adoption. And I think their relationship was strengthened because the husband said yes. And so talk about instant family. Mm-hmm. Not only did they have one child, they had two immediately. I think we don't know what God's will is in our lives. I still don't know the whys that my husband and I were not able to have children. It didn't make sense. And science and testing didn't give us any answers. And so perhaps that was a blessing in itself, because that helped me turn to God with trust. And when you can't do anything else, you need to trust. Mm-hmm. And once you develop that, you just take one baby step at a time in that process of developing a better understanding of your relationship.
Patty, what a beautiful opportunity, again, for those women to gather with you to address a really heartbreaking, as I said, and difficult situation that women are trying to overcome. I think there might be women listening now going, this would have been perfect for me. I wish I would have had the opportunity to go. Are there plans in the future to have another retreat or a place where women can go that there are resources available?
It is my hope to have future retreats. I feel that God graced me with a small group of women in order to feel comfortable and to explore this. So in the beginning, when I came up with the idea of the retreat, I was hesitant to approach the Abbey because I didn't feel qualified. But my little sister told me, she says that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
Absolutely.
And that gave me some confidence. And when my sister told me that a friend of hers who was a grief counselor, when told about my retreat idea, she says, I'm in, what do I need to do? And then another sister's friend says, I'm in, what do you need to do? That gave me the confidence to reach out to the Abbey and ask them if this was something that they felt was a worthwhile retreat. So I'm open to God's calling in my future. I'm willing to accept that cross and to move forward. If he wants, I don't know if it's a cross. I'm willing to accept what God's will is in my life at this point. So if he's tapping me on the shoulder for more retreats, then I'm ready for it.
Well, Patty, I would imagine that, that God taps us on the shoulder all the time. And what a great opportunity this would be for more women to find the peace that you have in your life. Such a blessed time together today, Patty. Thank you so much for being so open and sharing this beautiful ministry that you've started.
Thank you so much.